coming to you from deep inside the bowels of a great big empty. Get ready for another episode of The Home Defense Show with Skip Coriel.
Hello, American families. Welcome to this week's episode of The Home Defense Show. I'm your host, Skip Coriel. And if you love your family, care about them deeply, and want to learn how to protect them in every facet of your life, then you've come to the right place. We have a great show for you today, and I know that you're going to love it. Hey, this week we have got a real-life producer-director, James Yeager from Matrix Entertainment. He's going to be talking to us all about his film, upcoming documentary called Good Guys with Guns. I think you're going to love that fascinating person, animated person. He's very excited about what he's doing, and he is coherent. So I think you will enjoy Mr. Yeager in segments 2 and 3. Well, summer is finally here. Boy, it was like 96 degrees just a few days ago. And this is Michigan. You know, I know you folks down in Phoenix, you're laughing at me, calling me a wuss, but that's okay. I don't do well in the heat, but then I don't do well in the cold. So I'm still looking for my home. Oh, that was the vacuum pop, the seal coming undone on a mocha frappuccino there. Oh, yeah, it's good stuff. Ice cold, I love it. But hey, it's been a busy week. We got our garden finally all planted. That's all in. And that is growing nicely. Boy, you know, we're gonna blink our eyes, and it's gonna be August, and we'll be picking beans and zucchini and all kinds of stuff, and we'll be canning things, and then we'll blink our eyes again, and I'll have 3 deer on the ground, and I'll be gutting them out and processing them, and then we'll blink again, and it's gonna be 10 below zero. Please don't blink your eyes. Oh, man. We've had I got a story here, personal story. I was in Grand Rapids Wednesday. Like I'm always in Grand Rapids on Wednesday. I go there every Wednesday afternoon to record Frontlines of Freedom, you know, the largest military talk show in the country, 137 stations nationwide, hosted by Colonel Denny Gillum, my good friend. I'm driving there, and I'm in downtown Grand Rapids, and I get a phone call, and it's my wife, and we're getting ready to go on the air, okay? And she's screaming and yelling, honey, come home, you gotta come home real quick, it's on fire, we're all gonna die. And I go, honey, slow down, calm down, relax. Maintain a calm bearing, because that's who I am. You know, no matter what else you say about me, in a crisis, I remain calm, cool, and collected. You know, so I said, honey, stay calm, relax, slow down, start over. So she took a deep breath and go, oh, no, it's on fire. We're all going to die. Oh, it's coming out. The smoke is all over. Oh, we're all going to die. You have to come home right away. And I take a deep breath and say, honey, slow down. Relax. Stop talking so fast. And it didn't matter what I said or how I encouraged her to slow down, lower her voice. Explain to me what actually is going on. What is on fire? You know, do I need to call the fire department? I don't know. All I know is in 2 minutes, you know, we're recording, a syndicated radio show, and my wife is freaking out. I don't know if kids are dying, or for all I know, you know, the kids could have been on fire. She could have been on fire. You know, I didn't know. So finally, I got her calmed down, and well, not calm down, but calm down enough so I could understand what he was saying. My 12-year-old son, Cedar, God bless this boy. I love this boy. One of his favorite people is Bear Grylls. You know, the guy on television, you know, he's like a former English Special Forces guy, right? Drinks his own urine, you know, just all kinds of vile, nasty stuff. You know, they pay him to go out and show people how to survive in these terrible climates, and he does it for money. So my son is just enamored with this guy. So, and he's watched all of his shows and stuff. So yesterday, you know, Cedar decides that as part of his homeschooling, he's studying survival, climates, you know, edible plants, how to survive in the wild, right? And Cedar's just awesome little kid. And though he asked me, you know, I'd like to spend the day, you know, out in the swamp. You know, we have 20 acres, part of it's swamp. And he says, you know, how do you skin a frog? And I try to explain to him that, well, it's bullfrogs that you want to eat, not those little tiny tree frogs or leopard frogs or anything. There's no meat on them. But he said, well, just explain it to me, you know, because that's what I want to do. And so I explained it to him, you know, how you just whack off the back legs, you know, just below the hip and throw the rest away because it's mostly guts and brain anyways. So he's going to do that. And I said, okay, well, just be careful, son. And so Cedar had gone out there in the swamp and he got a frog, and he's going to cook this frog. So he built a fire, and he's been in Boy Scouts. He knows the proper way to build a fire. He knows the safety procedure. He knows what he's supposed to do, right? Well, young Cedar did not do what he was supposed to do. He didn't clear away the ground the way he was supposed to, make a bare spot, and he walked away from his fire. And when he came back, the swamp was on fire. And, you know, the swamp floor, it's always wet, right? It's super wet. A lot of it's covered with water. But the foliage rising up above the swamp floor in early spring, it's all dry and it'd been really hot. So everything was super tindery dry. And he's freaking out, running around, trying to put out the swamp. And he couldn't do it by himself. So he had to go run up to the house. And so there was Sarah and my oldest son, Philip, and his girlfriend, Rebecca, and, you know, Cedar and Phoenix and Amethyst, all down there trying to put out this fire. And they kept asking me, so should we call the fire department? I said, well, how high are the flames? You know, I don't know what's going on. I can't see it. It was probably didn't have to, but, you know, sometimes wives can get emotional and they don't explain things clearly or calmly or rationally. And I said, Sarah, just tell me, are the flames over 2 feet high? And she says, well, yeah. I think, no, maybe, I don't know, there's a lot of smoke, you know. What am I supposed to do with that? And I just said, I'm sorry, you know, I got to go on the air. You know, if you think you need to call the fire department, go ahead. If you don't, put it out on your own. So we're recording, and then, you know, half hour later, I get a text from my son, Phoenix. Phoenix is the 8-year-old. He's the only one who stayed calm during all of this. And let me go ahead and read it for you. My 8-year-old son, Phoenix, sends me a text message. The fire is put out now. I just tried to call you, but I had to leave a message. And then I respond, did the fire trucks come? did the fire trucks come? And Phoenix says, no, but we still got it out by ourselves. So, crisis averted. And no frogs were harmed in a recording of this radio show. Thank God for that. But, hey, what? Did you want a boring life? I don't want a boring life. I mean, I'd like some peace and quiet sometimes. But, you know, when you got this many kids around, you're gonna have some excitement now and then. And, of course, you know, Denny Gillum and I, Colonel Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, we're talking about this, you know, in the recording studio at Wood Radio. I'm just laughing our butts off because this is funny. And both of us know that we've done this kind of stuff before. I think Denny made the comment. He says, you know, this is the kind of thing that you 10 years from now, you look back on it and laugh. And I said, Denny, it's happening as we speak, and we're laughing now. And I made the comment. I said, you know what? Guys like you and I, you know, we like explosives, loud noises. We like excitement, fighting. We either end up in the military or in MS-13. And it was just fun. Before I forget, I want to remind you about Second Amendment March. Go to 2amarch.com. That's the number 2, the letter A, march.com, 2amarch.com. We are going to have a big turnout this year. You are not going to want to miss it this year. So go to 2amarch.com. Click on Yes, I'm Attending, so we can get a better head count and know what to expect. But I'll be there. The Lieutenant Governor, Brian Kelly, will be there. Pat Colbeck will be there. A lot of good people. Madison Rising, the most patriotic band in America, will be there. So check all that out. Now, I think I've got time for one news story. I thought this was interesting. From Alabama. This is KansasCity.com. Dad thought he was shooting at a thief on Christmas Eve, but mistakenly killed his son, family members say. And you hear about these nightmare things happening every once in a while. But he thought someone was stealing his truck on Christmas Eve, so he shot at the tailgate as it pulled away, relatives of the Alabama man say. It wasn't a thief, though. It was the man's son borrowing the truck, family members told WIAT in Birmingham. The bullet struck 22-year-old Logan Wayne Trammell of Cullman, Alabama, who died a few hours later on Christmas Day. Here's a quote from Tammy Jacobs. I think that, yeah, this is one of the aunts. It was just a horrific accident. A horrific accident. My brother thought someone was stealing his truck, never realized it was Logan because he didn't live down here all the time. He lived with my mom and dad. Trammell's aunt, Tammy Jacobs, told the TV station. You know, and folks, I don't know what you're thinking, but here's what I'm thinking. Number one, why are you shooting at a vehicle? Okay, so someone's trying to steal your truck. So what? It's not worth killing somebody. You know, even if they stop, get out of the truck, flip you off, they're wearing a Nazi uniform and yelling Heil Hitler, you still can't shoot them. They can be the worst lowlife on the planet. They can, you know, stab your puppy with a fork. You still can't shoot them. You got to let them drive away. Call the police. Let the police do what they do. You know, this was not an accidental shooting. He pressed the trigger on purpose. He aimed the gun on purpose. This dad is going to live with this for the rest of his life. He will never live it down. I don't know how he will go on living a normal life. You know, he'll probably end up on drugs or alcohol or in an insane asylum because he shot his son. He killed his son. He murdered his son. He didn't know it was his son, but he murdered someone, and he did it on purpose. This was not an accident, and the punishment is intrinsic to the crime. Well, Let's find out. I know that sounds harsh, but we jump ahead. February 26, Coleman dad indicted for manslaughter in son's death. A Coleman dad was jailed on manslaughter charges Thursday after he was indicted by a Coleman grand jury. Donald Wayne Trammell, 42, was arrested and jailed on a $30,000 bond Thursday, court records show. He's accused of fatally shooting his son, Logan Trammell, on Christmas Eve, according to the indictment. Was not an accident, folks. Here's what the law says. According to the indictment, the jury charged Donald Trammell because he did recklessly cause the death of his son. He certainly did. Manslaughter is a Class B felony and carries a sentence of up to 20 years in prison, according to Alabama law. You can't shoot someone. You can't kill someone. You can't shoot at someone. You can't use deadly force of any kind to defend your property, you know, to keep someone from stealing it. So what? It's just very, very sad. I imagine there was some emotion involved at the time, like maybe anger. What? You can't steal my truck. I won't let you get away with it. This was an ego killing. He killed his son because he let his ego and his anger get out of control. And there is no excuse for that. And he can go into prison for, what, up to 20 years. He's going to have a lot of time to think about this. And I imagine his life is over as he knows it. Okay, well, when we come back, we are going to have James Yeager. He is a producer-director originally from Hollywood, and he is going to be talking about his new documentary that he's producing and directing right now called Good Guys with Guns. I think you're going to like this. There's a lot of good stuff, a lot of good information, and a worthwhile project. Okay, you got a two-minute break. While we are away, go ahead and check out our sponsors. Go to elitefirearms.us, see what Larry Jackson can do for your family, get you responsibly armed and trained, and then go to firearmslegal.com/MidwestTactical and see how you can protect your family from the criminal justice system should you make a bad call or a questionable call or even the right call and still get wrapped around the criminal justice system axle. All right, we'll be back in 2 minutes. This is Skip Coriel on the Home Defense Show. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
My name is Siege Coriel. Welcome to the Home Defense Show with my dad, Skip Coriel. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
This is Skip Coriel from the Home Defense Show, and I want you to have the very best handgun that money can buy. And that's why we recommend you visit Larry Jackson at Elite Firearms and Training. As a concealed carry instructor, I see people every week out on the range with guns they can't shoot properly because they didn't know what to buy. That will never happen at Elite Firearms and Training. Larry Jackson will personally fit you with your very own personal defense pistol. So call Larry Jackson today at 616-299-8715 or visit elitefirearms.us.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum. I host Frontlines of Freedom, a weekly syndicated military talk radio show. One of my co-hosts is Skip Coriel, the host of this show. We cover things that impact military and veteran communities, and we do it from the veteran's perspective. The show is broadcast across the nation and is also available as a podcast on our website, frontlinesoffreedom.com. Please join Skip and me weekly on Frontlines of Freedom.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Home Defense Show. This is your host, Skip Coriel. We have a special guest today. We are speaking with James Yeager, a producer-director from Matrix Entertainment. James, he won a Telly Award for Fiat Empire. He's produced and directed in Hollywood. He's been in the entertainment industry for 40 years, and right now he's working on a film called Good Guys with Guns, How an Armed Citizenry Deters Tyranny and Atrocity. This is his ninth political documentary. James, welcome to the Home Defense Show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Skip.
James, you know, you and I don't know each other yet, but probably after about 20 minutes, we'll know each other quite a bit. We do, however, have a few friends in common. You know Sheriff Richard Mack, I believe, and Stuart Rhodes from Oath Keepers.
Yes, I do. Matrix has been honored to be working with Oath Keepers on the last three or four films, and Sheriff Mack has been kind enough to interview for two or three of those films over the years, and we do plan on having him in Good Guys with Guns.
Ah, that's awesome.
As well as Stuart.
Well, James, I watched the trailer online. It was an awesome trailer. If the movie is anywhere near as good as the trailer, boy, it's excellent quality, and you say some good things. Tell us about Good Guys with Guns. You know, maybe what prompted you to start this documentary?
Well, I'm working, my producing partner is Edwin Vieira, and I'm working with him. He's wrote Pieces of Eight, Sword and Sovereignty, By Tyranny on Necessity. He's probably the or one of the foremost constitutional attorneys in the United States with 4 degrees from Harvard. And Edwin and I have been writing this script, and we're actually on the third script. And finally, after getting through script number two, I was totally exasperated. And when all else is confusing, what do you do? Who's the go-to guy in the freedom movement? Ed Griffin. So I called Ed and I said, Ed, what have I got to do? How do I make them? How do I explain this issue of guns? How do I explain to people that we have guns for more than target practice? So Ed said, you know, the reason we have guns, the real reason is we want to deter tyranny. We want to deter it. We don't want to fight wars. We don't want to have to be in militia and fight anybody. We want to deter it. So the number one reason is to deter tyranny and tyrannical governments. And Ed said, just show the people what governments have done, mm-hmm. what governments have done the last 100 years. And then they ask, you know, what's in your country? Do you want this government running you? When any government, even Uncle Sam, can go tyrannical. Power corrupts, ultimate power corrupts ultimately. So the trailer, we really emphasized that governments, you know, it's Hitler, Stalin, Pol Pot, Mao Zedong, have killed over 232 million people of their citizens, unarmed citizens, in the last 100 years. And so this is the real reason we keep and bear, regardless of what Nancy Pelosi says.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, even amongst gun owners, there are so many misconceptions. I mean, it drives me crazy when I run across a gun owner who thinks the Second Amendment has something to do with hunting, you know, and trap shooting. And I don't think that's what it's all about. What's your opinion?
Well, that's true. And I think a lot of this comes from the NRA itself. The genesis of the NRA was that it was basically a sports organization. I was a member when I was a teenager. In fact, I was on an NRA rifle team, and we traveled around New England competing with other rifle teams. And so sports and hunting, it was really what the NRA was founded on. Now, they recently got into the idea of you can use a gun for self-defense, and they started talking about that more, to their credit. But really, Skip, I think there's 5 reasons we keep and bear, and I'll just quickly cite them. The first reason, the most important, is deterrent against tyranny. The second is as your duty to be in a constitutional militia. The third is self-defense. The fourth is to hunt, and you know, for hunting, for food. And the fifth is for sports shooting, target shooting, skeet, stuff like that. So these are the 5 reasons, and the Constitution reflects these, encompasses these reasons in the Second Amendment and the other three militia clauses.
Mm-hmm. Our founding fathers, they probably had that number one, the deterring tyranny, pretty heavy on their mind because they just come out of fighting this great war against the most powerful nation on the planet. So I guess I would put deterring against tyranny as probably their number one concern, but what's your opinion?
I would say you're absolutely right. The founding fathers had just fought the global superpower of the day, and they did not want to have a repeat of that, and they were setting up a self-governing nation, and a self-governing nation is a self-protecting nation. If you don't have the arms in the control of the population, you don't have them represented in militias, and you delegate that to some third party, then that third party is basically going to control the political strings.
Yeah.
And it was Mao Zedong, I believe, that said all political power proceeds from the barrel of a gun. So Mao got one thing right.
This is Skip Coriel on Home Defense Show, and we're speaking with James Yeager, producer-director from Matrix Entertainment, about his movie Good Guys with Guns, How an Armed Citizenry Deters Tyranny and Atrocity. James, that number two, militia, that's kind of, how should I say it? It's kind of like in mainstream America, that's like a dirty word. If you were to say, yes, I'm in the militia, that would have some pretty negative connotations. Can you clear it up for us?
Exactly. People who are ignorant of the Constitution, people who are particularly ignorant of Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15, will use the militia as a dirty word. These people are totally brainwashed, totally indoctrinated about a constitutional militia. They think it's a bunch of well-intended guys running around in a forest, when actual fact is the militia system is embedded in the Constitution. The first 13 words of the Second Amendment state a well-regulated militia is necessary. What can be clearer than that? It's necessary. Nowhere else in the whole Constitution or the Declaration does it say anything is necessary. Does it say the Congress is necessary? No, the Congress is not necessary. Is the Supreme Court necessary? No, the Supreme Court is not necessary. Neither is the President. The only thing that is necessary is a militia. And the militia is necessary because if you do not have a self-protecting public, you do not have a self-governing nation. And remember, our founders turned the concept of government upside down. They placed the subjects at the top and the government servants at the bottom of the pyramid. This is the first time in history a government has done that. And you look at the record, as I stated earlier, we've got 232 million people slaughtered, citizens, by their governments over the last 100 years alone. And going back to the first government in Sumer, it's even worse. So the nature of government is to slaughter its citizens sooner or later, and a citizenry must be armed to defend against this.
James, when you look back on the Founding Fathers, their time period, pretty much every nation, every government was pretty much a monarchy or a dictatorship, wasn't it?
That's right, and it's been monarchy, dictatorship, or oligarchy since time immemorial. That's just what all governments resolve into, and even democracies often usually resolve into oligarchies. Look at Nazi Germany. That has evolved past oligarchy.
I'm guessing that a lot of people in my audience, my listenership, I'm sure they know what a dictator is, what a monarchy is, but they may not have heard of an oligarchy. Can you explain oligarchy for us?
Well, an oligarchy is very simple. If you have a dictator or a monarch, a dictator is just another word for a monarch, a single person running the whole show, he's going to have buddies and family members and cronies surrounding him. And he's going to listen to what they say, and they're going to machinate to usurp power from the dictator. And eventually you're going to end up with not one person running everything. You're going to have like a small elite group mm-hmm. running everything. Here in the United States, we call that the swamp.
You know, no one's come out and said it that way, but that does sound familiar to me. What's your opinion of Donald Trump draining the swamp? What's your opinion of Donald Trump? Because it seems like people either love him or hate him. Where do you fall?
I think Donald Trump is great, and I voted for him. And when he won, my wife and I screamed at the top of our lungs. And I really don't care about how many Playboy playmates he has. I don't care how much money he has. I don't care about anything except the fact that he's getting rid of NAFTA, he canceled TPP, he's negotiating with the Chinese, we have a $500 billion trade deficit, he's dealing with the maniac in North Korea, he's doing the stuff that the Council on Foreign Relations infested last four or five presidents failed to do. They're all CFR. Saying, have you gone through that in previous shows?
No, not specifically. So go ahead.
Well, the CFR is basically the global governing body, and they do it right out and open. They operate and influence the Federal Reserve, the IMF, the World Banks, all that stuff. Every one of our presidents prior to Trump has been CFR. Your listeners, go look it up. Don't you think it's a little suspicious that these people are all members of a global organization? And they do it out in the open. They publish Foreign Affairs magazine. It's called Foreign Affairs. It's published by the CFR. So Trump is not a member of this crowd. This is the crowd that wants to usher through globalization. In other words, they want to turn the United States into but one province of a worldwide, one-world government. And in order to do that, they have been blowing open the borders, letting in immigrants, you know, the idea that these people can, there's no borders, there's no countries. And by doing that, what they're doing is they're invalidating the sovereignty of the United States as set forth by the Constitution. And Trump will not allow that to happen. Neither will any of his 100 million gun-owning voters.
James, we are just about out of time for this segment. We're talking about some good stuff here, though. So when we come back, we'll be speaking with James Yeager, from producer-director for Matrix Entertainment. And specifically, we'll be talking more about Good Guys with Guns, the movie that he's getting ready to produce right now. Okay, on our break, you got 2 minutes. Go ahead and check out our sponsors, EliteFirearms.us, and check out FirearmsLegal.com/MidwestTactical. And then just go ahead and do a Google search on James Yeager, Matrix Entertainment, and I think you'll find out some good things, and you'll even see a picture of the guy that we're talking to. All right, folks, this is Skip Coyle on Home Defense Show. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
This is Phoenix Coryell on the Home Defense Show. Always use guns safely and wisely. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Hey folks, I want to tell you about my book, Civilian Combat, the Concealed Carry Book. More and more people across the country are seeing the dangers in society and are deciding to carry concealed to protect themselves and their families. My new book lays it out step by step. It'll teach you how to protect and defend the ones you love. Get the benefit of 17 years of teaching experience and a lifetime of training for this important role in society and in your family. You can get Civilian Combat real easy. Just go to Amazon.com, search on Skip Coryell, Civilian Combat, and it'll pop right up there. Don't put it off any longer. Get Civilian Combat, the Concealed Carry Book, by yours truly.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if life was like the movies and the good guys always won? In today's world, if you're forced to use your firearm to protect yourself, you will need protection. Firearms Legal Protection is here for you. FLP provides you with seasoned, experienced attorneys that handle your criminal and civil matters as a result of you protecting yourself. FirearmsLegal.com provides its members with uncapped attorney's fees, bail bond protection, and coverage in all 50 states. We are not a reimbursement plan. You can access uncapped attorney's fees for as low as $10 a month. Firearms Legal members are provided with educational services, training videos, and access to our vast national attorney network. While you're protecting yourself, let Firearms Legal protect you.
Listen up, folks. This is important. There are plenty of legal protection services out there, but none will protect you as well as Firearms Legal Protection. This is the one I use and the only one I recommend. Visit FirearmsLegal.com/MidwestTactical and protect your family now. Okay, folks, welcome back to the Home Defense Show. This is your host, Skip Coryell. We are speaking with James Yeager from Matrix Entertainment, producer, director, award-winning producer and director of documentaries. This is your ninth documentary, James. Before we get too far into it, I know that these films don't just pop up out of nowhere like mushrooms from the ground. What is the process that you have to go through to actually produce and direct and create a documentary? Because I think most of us really don't know how this happens.
Well, let me just set the tone on that question. Michael Moore produced a movie called Bowling for Columbine. Mm-hmm. He received $4.3 million to make that movie.
And it still sucked, James.
it's a movie about why you should get rid of your guns and why the NRA is a bunch of bad guys and why this and that. It's a standard progressive line. Good Guys with Guns, his budget is $77,000. So in other words, we're able to do with $77,000 and a labor of love what Michael Moore and all his machinery did with ours. My point is the progressives are financing the hell out of their movies to propagandize to take away your guns. They are throwing thousands and millions of dollars at movies. The right, the conservatives on the right, are sitting around and doing nothing but praying to God that he will help. Okay, that's great. Maybe he will. Maybe he won't. But God helps those that help themselves. And if we don't put out some more effort to counter-program Michael Moore's of the world, then you're going to see a slow erosion of the Second Amendment.
Yeah, well,
So with that preface, let me just say that our movies, the reason we get a movie done for $77,000 is because we don't pay Ron Paul or Pat Buchanan $100,000 to appear in the movie. Mm-hmm. Michael Moore snaps his finger and pays anyone he wants $100,000-$200,000 to be in the movie so he can get any star or celebrity he wants. When you have money like that, you can hire these celebrities. I can have Clint Eastwood in this movie, snap my fingers. I just call him up and say, Clint, you want to do a movie? I'll give you $300,000 for a half hour sit down. Okay? So we have Clint Eastwood in the movie. But the point is that it's a miracle we get these movies done, and the people we get in them over the years have been significant in the freedom movement. The mainstream media will not lift a finger to help us make these movies. In fact, the last movie we made was called Mainstream, and it's all about Hollywood and the mainstream media. I would recommend your viewers go to homevideo.net, and all 9 of our movies are up for free there, homevideo.net. Watch Mainstream, and you'll get a 4-year college course in motion picture production and management and financing and distribution. And the other 8 movies we've made since 2005 with Dr. Paul, Free Out Empire, on through, are up there for free too. But if you want higher quality DVDs, go to moviepubs.net, and you can purchase the DVDs, and the DVD proceeds help us produce more movies. So we're in production right now on Good Guys with Guns, and we so far have interviewed Ed Griffin. And we're going up to Massachusetts to interview Larry Pratt, Sheriff Mack, Dan Woese, David Kopack, and Daniel McConville, as long as Kirk Whately. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to interview various people in Connecticut. We're going to interview Walter Reddy, who's one of the co-founders of the Tea Party movement and an expert in psychiatric drugs.
Okay. Yeah, you know, that's, James, that's one of the things that I saw on your trailer. You talked about different things that these mass shooters have in common. Talk about that for a few minutes.
Well, we've done an extensive amount of research for Good Guys with Guns into psychiatric drugs. And I have a particular interest in this because my dad was a psychiatrist. In fact, he was a government psychiatrist that was in charge of the violent male building at the Norristown State Hospital. My grandfather was also a doctor. He was a neurosurgeon. And so I have a little bit of insight into the medical world through them. And I can say, from what I learned from them and my research, a series of drugs came on the market in the 80s called SSRI, psychiatric drugs. They're mainly antidepressants. And after these antidepressants, SSRI, came on, the mass shootings quintupled. Quintupled. That means fivefold increased. And statistics and data tell us that almost every one of these shooters, whether it be a mass shooting or not, they are either on or coming off of psych drugs. Now, a mass shooting is defined as 4 or more, not including the perpetrator. And this definition comes from the FBI. There's other people throwing definitions around, but I've decided to use the FBI's definition. Since colonial days, we have had 21 mass shootings in America.
Hmm.
21. The left would have you think it's thousands. There's only been 21. And in colonial days, there were no mass shootings except for one. And there were no SSRI drugs either.
Well, James, that is all good background information. Where are you right now in the process in producing the film?
We have the third draft script done, the narration. We have found a... Did you like the narrator? Did you like the voiceover guy in
the
trailer?
Yeah.
Because, okay, if you liked him, then he's going to do the movie. Otherwise, we'll look for another guy. I'm about to hire the voiceover person to do the narration. We're going on the interviews. We have an interview set up for Stuart Rhodes and Pastor Chuck Baldwin on the 28th of June in Montana. We have the five interviews in Massachusetts that I just mentioned, three in Connecticut, and about four or five up in New Hampshire. Also, we go down to Virginia. I'm going to see if I can talk Pat Buchanan into being in this one. Edwin Vera will be interviewed down there. Probably Edwin will be interviewed with Larry Pratt at his offices, or Larry will interview up in Massachusetts. But, you know, the bottom line is we're in production. We're interviewing everybody. We're going to go out on the street. We're going to interview man on the street interviews to ask them, you know, things like, have you ever heard of the militia? What does that mean to you?
That's a good question.
Psych drugs? Are you on psych drugs? You know, Skip, Scientific America says that one in six Americans are on psych drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Let me let that sink in. One in six, okay? Do the math. Population is 230 million. One-sixth is about 50 million people are on psych drugs.
Wow.
Now, even if a tiny percentage of those people go bonkers,
mm-hmm.
we got a problem, Houston.
Oh, yes.
It ain't the guns. It's the potential thousands of people that go rogue on psych drugs.
Mm-hmm. Now, James, when you talk about psych drugs, would something as simple as like Prozac be categorized as a psychotropic drug?
Yeah, Prozac's the first and original SSRI class psych drug.
Mm-hmm.
And the very first one was called Thorazine.
Okay.
And I well remember as a teenager... Actually, as younger than a teenager, when my dad was working at Norristown, he came walking up to me one day and he said, Jimmy, look at this, look at this. And he had a pill in his hand. And he had a Thorazine pill. This is Thorazine. It's going to change everything. And what Thorazine changed was it enabled them to empty out Norristown from something like 5,000, you know, violent males into the streets of America and put them right on Thorazine. So we emptied out the mental institutions across America. We put them all on profit-making psych drugs, and they're now out there shooting everybody's kids.
Hmm.
That's what's going on. And then when the new generation of psych drugs came in the 80s, the SSRI drugs, the shootings quintupled, as I mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So America, you better wake up. It's not the guns. It's the psych drugs. It's the fact that the kids are bullied in the schools. It's the fact we have no self-defense in the schools. We need to start arming the teachers and the administrators on a voluntary basis. Believe me, Skip, we go into all this in the movie. We talk about everything the mainstream media would never talk about, especially their multi-billion-dollar profits selling psych drugs and other pharmaceuticals every 10 minutes on MSNBC, CNBC, ABC, CBS, NBC, and even Fox News.
Hmm.
They're all complicit, all six of the conglomerates.
Yeah, well, you know, it just seems like whenever there is a mass shooting like this, you don't find out until later that they had just come off a psychotropic drug or they were on a psych drug, and they're just, it just seems like, I mean, I have relatives that are on these drugs. And it just seems like, oh, I'm depressed, I'm feeling down, so I'll get Prozac or some other psychotropic drug. We don't have a tolerance for sadness anymore. If you feel sad, then there must be a pill that can make me happy again. And maybe we're over-medicating and doctors are over-prescribing this.
Well, I've been searching frantically for the latest shooter that happened last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Friday?
Yeah.
I've been looking all over the internet for what psych drugs he's on or not, and it's not there. Not yet. And you're absolutely right. They hide the big pharma and the lobby. One of the women we're going to interview is Sheila Matthews, and she's an expert on lobbying and tracking down big pharma's lobbyists, including the walrus.
Mm-hmm.
And these people spend billions to hide the data about the psychiatric drugs. They claim, oh, it's their medical records. I personally think that if someone goes in and kills 25 kids with it, and they're on psych drugs, the public has a right to know what medical drugs they're on by name, by label. Don't you?
Well, I would
you
think...
You ate cornflakes and all of a sudden went out and started killing everybody. Once they plaster cornflakes all over the freaking place?
Yeah.
So you have a bunch of people killing
point.
Everybody, and then the government lackeys, the FDA, are hiding and covering it up.
Yeah.
I think the networks have to have their licenses revoked, their FCC licenses revoked. And Edwin, my producing partner, who's a constitutional attorney with 4 degrees, as I mentioned earlier, feels that it's time the Trump administration start filing a few Sherman antitrust class actions
mm-hmm.
and break up the conglomerates that control 95% of everything we see, hear, and read. And again, I invite your listeners to go over to homevideo.net and watch Mainstream. It's a 4-part miniseries on Hollywood, the history of Hollywood, and the New York media. This goes far beyond a college education.
Mm-hmm. Well, James,
even the colleges, the schools, and I worked in L.A. in Hollywood for 11 years. They don't go into any of this stuff. They don't go into the unions and how the unions keep you out. If you're an aspiring writer or an actor, how the unions are in collusion with the MPAA studios to basically have agents hired to screen you out. It is unbelievable the propaganda machine they have going, personal propaganda, private propaganda.
Mm-hmm. Well, James, sounds like you have quite a story to tell, and that I am very much looking forward to this documentary coming out. It's called Good Guys with Guns, How an Armed Citizenry Deters Tyranny and Atrocity. James, we're about out of time here, but how can people help you pay for this film? Because I know it's not free.
Well, if they go to the official website, is goodguys.us. That's goodguys.us, but there's a hyphen between good and guys.
Okay.
And then they put a slash in there, donate. goodguys.us/donate. You can donate any sum of money, up to $30,000. Now, before you laugh, let me just say that in all of our last films, we've had donors give us $30,000, $20,000, $10,000, $5,000, along with about 500 people donating smaller sums, $50, $100, $250. And we have been fortunate enough to have these donations on Molon Lob and Midnight Ride.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that this movie is better than both Molon Lob or Midnight Ride. And as we get more of it out there, more trailers, more people interviewed, they will begin to see this, and the larger donors will start to come in. Just yesterday, a $5,000 donor came in, and then just this morning, somebody sent in $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is very small sums of money, because it costs a lot of money to shoot a movie. It costs $500 to $1,000 to shoot each interview. So the money gets burned fast. But we're not burning through $4.3 million like Michael Moore does.
Yeah.
So if people out there want to help us get this movie, I guarantee this movie will kick ass. You will never see anything like this on network television. And if you are courageous enough to help make this movie happen by kicking in whatever you can, even if it's a dollar, you will love it.
Okay.
We are stirring the barrel big time with this skip.
All right. Well, James, I am behind you 100%. And as soon as we get off the phone here, I'm going to go to goodguys.us/donate. That's with a hyphen between good and guys. And I will make my donation as well. And then I will put that URL on my Facebook page and on our website as well. So, boy, James, more power to you. We are behind you all the way. If there's anything more that Home Defense Show can do to help out with this movie, you please let us know, okay?
I really appreciate being on, and thank you very much for giving me the opportunity.
All right. Okay, this is Skip Coriel on the Home Defense Show. We've been speaking with James Yeager, producer-director from Matrix Entertainment. And again, that movie title is Good Guys with Guns, How an Armed Citizenry Deters Tyranny and Atrocity. And you need to go to goodguys.us/donate. And you can donate up to $30,000. Give till it hurts and give a little bit more. This is Skip Coriel on the Home Defense Show. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Welcome to my dad's Home Defense Radio Show. You're gonna love it.
Hey folks, I want to tell you about my book, Civilian Combat, the Concealed Carry Book. More and more people across the country are seeing the dangers in society and are deciding to carry concealed to protect themselves and their families. My new book lays it out step by step. It'll teach you how to protect and defend the ones you love. Get the benefit of 17 years of teaching experience and a lifetime of training for this important role in society and in your family. You can get Civilian Combat real easy. Just go to Amazon.com, search on Skip Coriel, Civilian Combat, and it'll pop right up there. Don't put it off any longer. Get Civilian Combat, the Concealed Carry Book by yours truly, Skip Coriel.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum. I host Front Lines of Freedom, a weekly syndicated military talk radio show. One of my co-hosts is Skip Coriel, the host of this show. We cover things that impact military and veteran communities, and we do it from the veteran's perspective. The show is broadcast across the nation and is also available as a podcast on our website, frontlinesoffreedom.com. Please join Skip and me weekly on Front Lines of Freedom.
This is Skip Coriel from the Home Defense Show, and I want you to have the very best handgun that money can buy. And that's why we recommend you visit Larry Jackson at Elite Firearms and Training. As a concealed carry instructor, I see people every week out on the range with guns they can't shoot properly because they didn't know what to buy. That will never happen at Elite Firearms and Training. Larry Jackson will personally fit you with your very own personal defense pistol. So call Larry Jackson today at 616-299-8715 or visit elitefirearms.us.
Skip, it's Armed America Report time. What do we have this week?
All of us here at Front Lines of Freedom want our listeners to get trained and get armed in that order. We fully support the right to keep and bear arms for all law-abiding families, and we encourage you to find out about the laws governing use of deadly force in your state and follow them to the letter. And of course, don't forget to follow the rules of safety and common sense whenever you're carrying a firearm to protect the ones you love. What's the story this week, Colonel?
Well, Houston police were investigating a case in which a woman used a gun to fend off three attackers who ambushed her in her driveway. The resident arrived home in the overnight hours. Three masked men jumped her as soon as she exited her car. The woman's mother, who was in the house, noticed the scuffle and called 911. The victim somehow got away from her assailants and took refuge inside the house. That wasn't enough to deter the troublemakers, who tried to force their way into the home after her. Once inside, the woman grabbed a gun that she kept in the home for defensive purposes. As the suspects pushed through the door, the woman fired, sending the men scurrying off.
Thanks, Colonel. There are two important lessons to be learned here about protecting yourself against violent crime. First, let's talk about the inherent dangers we face in transitional spaces. All of us cross transitional spaces every day. Examples would be parking lots, the driveway to our house, or even an ATM machine. I define transitional spaces as any area that must be crossed through in order to get from one relative area of safety to another area of safety. In this story, the Houston woman needed to get from her car to the inside of her home. And to complicate matters, it was dark outside, a time when criminals are more active and also when honest citizens are not always able to see danger coming. For all these reasons, it's paramount that we operate at a heightened state of awareness while in these transitional spaces. Colonel Jeff Cooper defined these using a color coding method. In condition white, you are relaxed and unaware of what is going on around you. In condition yellow, you remain relaxed but are aware of who and what is around you. In condition orange, you have identified something of interest that may or may not prove to be a threat. In condition red, you change the focus of your attention from a potential threat to a potential target. This may include drawing your gun depending on the situation. Second, let's discuss the importance of being armed and properly trained while out late at night. In a state like Texas, especially in a city the size of Houston, there is absolutely no rational excuse to go unarmed. Quite frankly, this woman was lucky to escape to the inside of her house. However, even if you don't want to carry a gun, pepper gel is a reasonable alternative. While it's not as effective as a firearm, especially against three assailants, it still gives you a fighting chance. In the immortal and wise words of former Army Colonel David Hackworth, stay alert and stay alive.
To that, I can only say, amen.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Home Defense Show. There's your host, Skip Coriel. Good last two segments with James Yeager, producer-director of Good Guys with Guns. Check them out at goodguys.us. And now, here's the part on the show where I tell you what I really think. James Yeager tells us that 232 million people have been killed by their own government, and that is the most compelling reason to keep the Second Amendment strong. I happen to agree with him on that. Once a government goes rogue, the only recourse is the abolition of that murderous government. And if the people are disarmed, then the government will use force, even torture, wrongful imprisonment, and even death to secure the continuance of their own power. Government is like a living organism. One of its strongest instincts is that of self-preservation. Governments have never been self-sacrificial or altruistic. They are self-serving and self-perpetuating. And if one person or a group of persons are detrimental to the life of the government, then they will eventually be purged. And that's what makes the American form of government so special. The American Republic was founded based on the proposition that all men are created equal and that the government is subservient to the people. At no time in human history has this ever occurred like it has here in America. For example, listen to these words. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it. Those words are from our own Declaration of Independence and are just as true today as they were over 200 years ago. What happens when a government no longer answers to the will and best interest to the consent of the governed? Well, according to the Founding Fathers, we can either alter or abolish it. For over a decade, we've been trying to alter our government in order to bring it back in line with the original intent of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. We've had a little success, but as Bobby Frost is so apt to tell us, there are miles to go before we sleep. What happens if we fail to alter the destructive government? Have you ever thought about that? If you haven't, then now is the time. Plato tells us that the punishment which the wise suffer who refuse to take part in the government is to live under the government of worse men. What does that mean? That means you should either put up or shut up. If you don't like politics or think you're too good for the process, then you'll be doomed to be ruled by idiots or tyrants or evil men who care very little for your freedom or your family. I read a great book by Andy Andrews titled, How Do You Kill 11 Million People? The title really caught my eye, and I've read it four times. It's short and to the point, and I highly recommend it, especially if you're one of those people who feel that you're too good to stoop to political involvement. If you refuse to get involved in forming and improving your own government, then you deserve the government you get, even if it includes chains and slavery. Think it can't happen to America? Think again. In fact, America is the only country in history that is yet to succumb to total tyranny. If you don't like to read, then at least watch a movie called The Hunger Games. You've probably already seen it, but if not, check it out. President Snow and the Capitol don't want you to get involved. They want you to go back to your quiet little life, to hide your head in the sand, to think that you're too good to be involved in something as dirty as politics. You don't have to run for office, but you do have to pick a candidate and support those who have the guts to do what you do not. A wise man once said, "The truth shall set you free." But what happens when an entire generation isn't taught the truth? What happens when the memo of liberty isn't passed on? Can freedom die? Yes, Most assuredly, it can and will die. The natural causality of ignorance and inaction is bondage. Slavery has to happen when free men no longer see themselves as free, but still refuse to alter or abolish the government enslaving them. Am I advocating the violent overthrow of our government? Not today. Today, I am encouraging the peaceful alteration of our government, but for that to happen, all of us need to ignore political correctness, ignore what others think about us, and just get out there and do the right thing. We have a Second Amendment march coming up on June 20th at the Lansing State Capitol. Take a day off work and be there. If you don't, then I'll consider you part of the problem. And that's what I really think. Okay, folks, great show today. Listen to what I say. If it makes sense to you, take heart, put it in action. If not, hey, I'm dumber than a box of rocks. Regardless, go to goodguys.us. James Yeager is doing a good thing. Producer, director for Matrix Entertainment. Deter against tyranny. Go ahead and donate some money. 10, 20 bucks, whatever you can afford. Help him make this film because every little bit does help. Do something. And go to the Second Amendment March on June 20th. Go to 2amarch.com. The number 2, the letter A, march.com, 2amarch.com. Check that out. Well, okay, folks, that about wraps it up for this week's episode of the Home Defense Show. Until next week, remember your purpose in life is to find something greater than yourself and serve it. Always remember, God, family, country, in that order. It's important how you live, but it's equally important how you die. Your family and the ones you love need your protection, so train, always train, stay alert, stay alive. Until next week on the Home Defense Show, this is your host, Skip Coriel. God bless you, God bless your family, and God bless America.
Thank you for joining us this week on the Home Defense Show. Now, get out there and protect the ones you love. We'll see you next week with more of the best in home defense.
Bye-bye, boys!
Have fun storming the castle!